On this week's States of the Union, we're taking a look at Delaware, which, as you probably know, was the first state to sign the Constitution. Joining me now to explain what matters to Delaware's voters is Alan Ludill. He is a news anchor, reporter, and interviewer for WDEL Radio, Delaware's news-intensive station, and he's reported on Delaware's politics since 1987. I'm pleased to welcome him to the show. Hello, Alan.
Good afternoon to you.
And before we get going, I just need to know this. How did the state get the nickname the Blue Hen State?
Well, it has to do a lot with the fact that even back to colonial days, we had bird here. And, of course, let's not forget Delaware's poultry industry, which is dominant.
Yes. Well, the Delmarva chickens are the only chickens we get here in New York, I think.
Yeah, and, of course, also the Blue Hens, the name of the teams at the Marquee University here, University of Delaware. So it's reinforced through and through. Also, we have the colonial blue on our license plates and on our state flag.
Until 2000, Delaware was something of a bellwether state when it came to presidential elections. Why has it become more solidly Democratic in the last decade?
Well, it's interesting. Delaware has kind of gone the way Illinois has, to take another state that at one time was considered a bellwether. I think that to the extent that the Newcastle County area, the Wilmington area, which is the northern third of the state, has increased in population exponentially, and a lot of people have come from elsewhere in the north, it's just become much more politically liberal. And in the same way that New York State has become more Democratic, you've seen a similar effect in Delaware. Some people argue that Delaware has become, especially the upper two-thirds, but an extension of the Philadelphia metropolitan area, even though we are a separately rated market for many statistics.
So was it an oddity when President Bush picked up 4% more of the vote in Delaware when he ran for re-election in 2004?
Well, I think there you had just the general trend at the time of still many Americans who gauged that we needed to stay the course on the war. The anti-war opposition hadn't become quite as vehement. And in that sense, Delaware did still signal what you saw around the country. But, of course, you could argue just strategic errors made by the opponent's campaign as well.
Mm-hmm. Dover Air Force Base is one of the largest Air Force bases in the country. And it's in Delaware. Is the military a major employer in the state?
It is in the middle part of the state, and certainly you do have a divide temperamentally between the people who are connected with the military and those who are not, because Dover is also the base at which the bodies of our troops arrive after their deaths. It does put Dover in the news a bit more than a typical military base would be in the news.
And is the war one of the major issues in the state?
It is an issue for some people. I sense it is maybe perhaps receded a little bit in favor of the economy, oil prices, all the stuff that is in the news. And, of course, let's not forget that Delaware, like everywhere else, if you have a marquee story that is lurid, like a certain governor of a state I won't mention, that can temporarily dominate the news. But by and large, I think pocketbook issues have outdistanced everything else, but of course you can turn around and put it back on the war to the extent that many argue the war has created some of the problems for America when it comes to our economy and the dollar, so much spending.
We're less likely to see the same sort of thing that's happened here with Governor Spitzer, with your governor, Ruth Ann Minner. But almost a quarter of Delaware's voters are independents, and
sure.
Have they been tending to vote for Democrats? Because before the primary, many voters switched their registration, I'm assuming, to vote for the Democrats.
Well, it's interesting. Delaware is a closed primary state, which, of course, means that once you're registered for one party, you need to re-register some months ahead of time for the other. But it does have a large number of independents, and the celebrated Delaware Way almost is a coined term for bipartisan cooperation at the state legislative level and for Delaware voters who for years and years would freely go between the D's and the R's. However, interviewing voters on Election Day, I can tell you, just as we saw in the last election, I sense there may be more straight ticket voting again, people voting the D, wanting to really register a protest against the war or against how other things have been handled.
And Barack Obama won Delaware's primary on February 5th by over 10% of the vote. What made him popular in your state?
I got to say, a month and a half before, I would have said that Clinton would have won, probably even a month before. But then several things happened. Around the time of New Hampshire, all the candidates, all of them on the Democratic side for both governor and lieutenant governor, endorsed Barack Obama. The only major statewide official to endorse Hillary Clinton was Governor Ruth Ann Minner, and there I think you had some feminist solidarity going on. And then the other thing here was, of course, how Obama was doing very, very well. Of course, we hadn't had the setback that occurred most obviously with Texas and with Ohio the other day. Of course, it was coming out of New Hampshire, but by and large, Obama's press was largely very good in the days right before the Delaware primary, and he did make a stop here. Now, of course, when he stopped in Rhode Island, it didn't help his cause at all. But coming to Delaware, you know, that was probably even just a little bit more to push it over. Finally, the dedication of the volunteers for Obama happened to be in the same building as the State Chamber of Commerce, and I continue to get reports that they were at it nearly all night long. So I think a combination of all those factors helped Obama.
I'm talking with Alan Ludell, who is anchor and reporter for WDEL Radio, about Delaware. And as you mentioned earlier, Delaware, one of the counties in Delaware, Sussex County in southern Delaware, produces more chickens than any other county in the country. So that chickens must be the state's main agricultural product. Are the two major industries chickens and credit card companies?
Yeah, although the credit card, you're starting to see some change there. But yeah, chickens, credit card companies, let me add a third one, and that is, for the moment anyway, major court decisions that affect American business. Remember, a lot of the business of corporate America gets decided in Delaware. Surely some people think that's a bad idea nationally, but obviously it's been very good for Delaware to cut our taxes because of the revenue we earn from that, and also from people coming in to purchase goods in Delaware because we don't have a sales tax here. But, yeah, chickens are a big deal. I think, interestingly, sociologically speaking, it's also meant a great growth for Sussex County, the furthest downstate county, beyond the beach areas. And that has also then come upon the immigration issue because a lot of the people who work the poultry business are from, get this, Guatemala, less so Mexico, but a massive Guatemalan population in southern Delaware.
So is Delaware more tolerant of loosened immigration rules than other states?
You will find people in Sussex County that think that the county, especially around the county seat, would have withered without this. But as you would have anywhere else, you do have some resentment. You do have some people that talk about the good old days, and occasionally that gets reflected. Interestingly, though, the only town or suburb in Delaware which has had an active anti-immigration effort, where a town councilman keeps introducing measures to try to make things more difficult for illegal immigrants, and some of his opponents say legal immigrants, is in the Wilmington suburb of Ellesmere, which is way upstate.
Joe Biden held up favorable trade status for Russia when Russia banned the importation of U.S. chickens. So chickens become a big political issue as well.
Sure. Now, that was Senator Biden acting clearly for a parochial interest.
As you suggested earlier, a lot of publicly traded companies are incorporated in Delaware. In fact, half of the nation's publicly traded companies. What draws them to the state? Are the laws in Delaware particularly business friendly?
Well, the critics say that is so. Many people here say that they're more even-handed. But the bottom line is, for a good number of years, Delaware strived to develop this reputation. And, well, actually, going back to 1981, Governor Pete DuPont pushed through a law abolishing Delaware's usury laws and lowering its bank franchise tax. And the state did make a concerted effort, especially when it looked as though the DuPont company, the chemical giant, would not forever be the dominant business, to find another revenue stream. And this state has jealously guarded that. It has tried to develop a great national reputation with its business courts and its business law. Now, that's coming under challenge. We are finding some around the country that are saying, hey, wait a minute, why don't we have that figured out nationally? Why should Delaware decide that sort of thing? And, you know, of course, that's a legitimate question, but obviously people in Delaware would like to keep it the way it is.
Is Delaware a business-friendly state that's run by Democrats?
Delaware is a business-friendly state that some critics say is run by Delacrats or Delicans. What I'm trying to say there is both political parties have had an interest in preserving Delaware's favorable business climate. It's not one party or the other. Pete DuPont, who later went on to run for president unsuccessfully the same year as Biden did the first time, Pete DuPont was significantly instrumental in furthering this. But it's been in Delaware's blood for a number of years, and I dare say you would have difficulty running in most jurisdictions as either a Republican or a Democrat saying this is a bad thing.
Well, MBNA, which is that the largest credit card company in the country?
Although it was bought out and the headquarters moved, but yeah, we do still have a significant corporate presence with the former MBNA and other bank card companies.
And Joe Biden sponsored the bankruptcy bill that Bill Clinton vetoed in 2000 because he saw it as too friendly to the credit card companies.
Oh, indeed. And we had a healthy philosophical debate here that it may be good for Delaware, but is it good for young people to get credit cards, and there's not enough assessment as to whether or not they're in a position of responsibility to be able to handle them. And so even Delawareans will debate that a bit. But, very few Delawareans are going to debate our sales taxes, which, tax-free shopping, you'll see it on the signs coming into Delaware. Doubtless many New Yorkers have driving further south. And on top of that, of course, you also have some other things that draw people here.
Well, Joe Biden, to continue with him for a moment, has dropped his presidential run, but
yes,
he's running for re-election, and he won his last re-election by 17%, which was closer than usual. Is it because he's been so concerned about the things that matter to Delaware, or because he's also one of the Senate's elder statesmen, chair of the Senate Foreign Relations Committee, that gives a small state like Delaware so much clout?
Well, it's interesting. Joe Biden, especially on law and order issues, would be considered by many liberals to be more of a centrist or even right of center. But certainly because of his clashes with various presidential administrations over the years on foreign policy matters, and certainly his advocacy of civil rights issues at a judicial level, he's always had his critics here. And also, he's that kind of very charismatic guy who certainly motivates a lot of people, but that very same charisma, of course, does draw detractors also.
Well, his son, Beau, became the state's attorney general in 2006, so I guess the Biden name does still mean something. Ruth Ann Minner, the governor, who was, at least for a while, quite popular, ran unopposed for the Democratic nomination for governor in 2000, is term limited. Is she going to be leaving office still popular?
More popular than some other governors, but not very popular. She has had a number of scandals that have really tarnished her later years. In particular, the administration of the Delaware Psychiatric Center, where you've had many reports of patient abuse and intolerable management, people logging overtime without any clear records. Also, the prison hospital, we just had an inmate who died literally in the past 24 hours who had gotten tainted blood, and they did not aggressively pursue his medical care. He could have been kept alive. So all these things have hurt her. I should say that she is a downstate Democrat, and in Delaware political terms, it's almost like a Dixiecrat. I'm not going to say that she's personally that conservative, but, it's more of the traditional conservative Democratic Party, the likes of which have really disappeared in many other northern states. And so plainly, some people upstate who were either loyal Democrats or women voted for her, but I also think that she has been a disappointment for many. Her biggest reform move was to push aggressively to banish smoking for most public places. And I'm sure if you ask somebody 10 or 20 years from now what was her positive legacy, many people might mention that.
Among the Republicans, retired Superior Court Judge Bill Lee said yesterday that he wouldn't run for the Republican nomination. And you get the feeling that the Republicans are going to find it hard to get somebody to run for governor in the next election.
Yeah, in truth, you have two candidates, the more prominent of whom is an airline pilot. However, he does things his own way, and many in the, quote, regular party organization detest Mike Protak. But at the moment, he would be the sure shot for the Republican nomination unless Delaware Republicans can come up with somebody else. But the problem becomes, can they come up with money? And first you had Alan Levin, who owned Happy Harry's, the pharmaceutical chain, sold to Walgreens. Many people thought he was going to run. It seemed like he thought he was going to run, and then at the final point, he looked at the finances and decided not to. Then former Judge Bill Lee, who had run for governor before, made the same decision. Unless you have a young person who perhaps just wants to establish name recognition, that is prepared to run a campaign that is extremely unlikely to win, unless somebody like that emerges, the Republican Party is not going to have an effective candidate. And in that sense, the Republican Party in Delaware has faced many of the same problems as the Republican Party in many parts of New York State.
But will that hurt John McCain's chances in the election, do you think?
I think John McCain is the only Republican who has a chance of gaining traction with some Delawareans, in particular if things emerge about the Democratic nominee that were not known before. But, you know, if you ask me to bet the House, you'd have to think that the Democratic nominee would carry Delaware, and if the Democratic nominee did not carry Delaware, that means something massively wrong has happened between the time of now and the convention and the election.
Alan, I'm going to make a prediction based on previous elections.
Yes.
We're going to be hearing all sorts of negative things about John McCain and the Democratic nominee before the election.
I think you're on pretty safe ground there.
Alan Ludell is a news anchor, reporter, and interviewer for WDEL Radio, Delaware's news intensive station. He's been reporting on Delaware politics since 1987, and I want to thank you so much for talking with us today for our States of the Union series.
Well, take care, and good luck to all of you in New York. ¶¶